Well, we leave today with a farewell. This is the Grammy Award-winning performance of Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe, performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the baton of James Levine. How much more he'll be wielding that baton is questionable. Yesterday, Maestro Levine announced he'll be leaving the BSO, although he's hoping to stay with New York's Metropolitan Opera, what we in Boston like to think of as his other job, if we think of it at all, because James Levine was ours for a while. The Boston Globe music critic Jeremy Eichler today writes that the Levine era transformed the BSO and was clipped short before its time. As were his wings. In 2006, he fell from the stage and tore his rotator cuff. He's had two back surgeries. But before that, he did take the orchestra in new directions, with an emphasis on 20th century composers. Subscribers balked at first. Some 700 turned their tickets in. But Levine wasn't concerned. When we spoke in 2006, he had this to say.
The important thing is, if you don't like what you hear, change your frame of reference, because whether you like what you hear or not is not the point. The point is to hear it. And many people are so busy fighting with it, they don't really hear a thing. Everyone's memory is short. They forget that everything we take for granted in music today that is easy to understand and old was controversial when it was new.
Maestro James Levine, who's stepping down from the podium of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, leaving many of us behind, listening a little more closely than before.